Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca in letters 55-4. People consider that a person is at leisure who has withdrawn from society, is free from care, self-sufficient, and lives for himself. But does he who is a victim of anxiety know how to live for himself? Does he even know, and that is of first importance, how to live at all? Seneca here is making an interesting contrast between what most people assume is a good life and how the Stoics define it. We're often told that we should envy the person who is free from care, the one who manages to be self-sufficient, with nobody to answer to. But these are external conditions, which are neither necessary nor certainly sufficient to achieve inner peace. You can have money, a nice place to live, and nobody to bother you, and yet be disturbed by your own inner demons, a victim of anxieties over whether you will be able to keep what is not under your control in the first place. The Stoic approach reverses priorities. Work on your serenity, let go of anxiety about externals, embrace whatever fortuna sends your way, confident that you will be able to deal with it, or to endure it, by deploying the resources of your character and your inner strength, over which you do have control. Then, and only then, you will be able to truly live with leisure, or indeed, to truly live at all. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting, of course.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.